Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
And she left him. She said, I'm done with this. Whatever young people say.
Yeah.
And old people sometimes. And so he's trying to walk back to Jackson, Wyoming. Gets there. Gets back in touch with Gabby, however. Mm-hmm. Hey, babe, come on. It'll be fine. Just come pick me up. Everything will be okay. This was stupid. I'm not mad at you. And then there's always the next fight.
That's true.
And the next fight escalates into a murder. What do you think of that?
I like that theory.
It's not bad.
That's a pretty good theory.
Meantime, down in Florida, Brian Laundrie still has not talked to any authorities. His sister did speak to, I believe, Good Morning America. She said she has not talked to her brother.
Ooh.
That's not a good sign.
That's not a good sign. How did she seem?
She said all the right things.
Mm-hmm.
We hope Gabby is returned safely. She's like a sister to me. My children love her. But then Gabby's dad was like, well, then help us.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
If you care about what happened to her, help us find her. And she's like, I've tried to talk to my brother. My brother won't talk to me. Like, you know, like if my brother's girlfriend went missing, I'd probably talk to my brother about it. This guy's responsible for her murder.
He's absolutely responsible. Come on.
He's responsible for the murder, and that's what we're going to find out. The police have said that they have examined the van.
Mm-hmm.
They are waiting for forensics to come back. But they did find something interesting.
Ooh.
Now, I read about this, and well, I read two things. That could mean one of two things.
Mm-hmm.
One is, they said they found something interesting because they found something interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The other is, you say you found something interesting because it starts to put panic
into him.
Yeah. Like, yep. Oh, my God, I didn't clean this up the right way. Or, oh, my God, they found something.
That, yeah.
So either one, who could know? But wild story. That's all I know. That's all the new stuff I know.
Okay.
Story number two.
Crazy Thursday night football game last night, Big Ben Bennett.
It was. It was actually fairly entertaining.
Why'd you put us on the wrong side of it again?
I know.
We laid points with Washington.
I thought they were going to come out and do the dang thing.
Well, they were down 7-0 early. Then they go up 14-10 at the half. And it became pretty clear probably early in the fourth quarter, we ain't covering this thing. Yeah. They might win, but we ain't covering this thing.
Right.
If you watched it, there were multiple lead changes late. Lots of dumb plays. If you got to watch a Thursday night football game between two bad teams, you at least want it to be entertaining. So it gave us that. Washington improves to 1-1. The Giants are now 0-2. And Memphis 11, Antonio Gibson, he had 13 carries for 69 yards. Tyler Heinicke, in his first regular season start, 34 of 46 for 336 yards, two touchdowns, and one ridiculous interception.
Yikes.
Dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, I've never played quarterback in my life. I know not to throw that ball there.
No.
What are you doing? But all's well that ends well. He's 1-0 as a starter this season for the Washington football team.
Story number three.
Minnesota Vikings defensive end Everson Griffin suffered a concussion. If I just stopped right there, where would you think he suffered it?
In the game.
On
last
a football
week.
Field.
Yeah, of course.
He's a football player.
Yep.
Concussions go hand in hand. Nope. This dude suffered a concussion in a car accident when he swerved to miss a deer.
Where was this? Was this in Minnesota somewhere, I'm guessing?
Minnesota somewhere.
Yeah, I bet they got some deers up there running around.
You ever had to swerve to miss a deer?
I have.
You ever hit a deer?
No.
My wife hit a deer.
Really?
Yes.
Did it mess the car up bad?
Bad.
Really?
Messed the deer up, too.
Oh, I believe that.
She called me. Like, oh, I just hit a deer. It was not far from our house. I went there. The deer was, like, shaking. Like, it was out,
gosh.
But it was just laying there still. It's not like it got hit and ran off. It was there.
Oh, no. What did you do? Did you put it out of its misery?
No, but the sheriff's department did.
Did they come in and pull their gun out and boom?
They pull something out and boom. And I've told this story before, and people tweeted me and said, they're not supposed to do that. But I'm just like,
dude, if the poor deer's sitting there shaking and convulsing, come on.
Yeah.
Like, why can't they do that?
Yeah. I had no problem doing with what they did. And I was never trying to get anybody in trouble. But, like, yeah, they did put a bullet in that deer's, in that deer's head right in front of me. It was like, boom.
It was like, I bet that was kind of cool to watch.
Like, I had never seen anything get shot in the head, you know?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Boom. That's who that dude in South Carolina should have hired.
No kidding.
To do the hit on him. The DeSoto County Sheriff's Department employee. I seen that dude put a bullet in a deer's head, and the deer's head way smaller than the lawyer's head. Oh, Alex Murdaugh in South Carolina. I should have connected them, you know?
I saw the mugshot of the dude who shot Alex Murdaugh. Like, you hired the wrong guy, man. Come on. That dude was not up for that task.
I know you can't judge every book by its cover, but you can judge some books by their cover. And there ain't no way I'm hiring that guy to shoot me in the head.
No,
He looks like an unreliable shooter.
Absolutely.
Which he proved to be. So Everson Griffin got a concussion. He's going to miss this weekend's game because he swerved to miss a deer. What do you think the right move is there? Do you hit the deer or do you swerve to miss the deer? I think you got to try to miss it.
I think, man, that's so tough. Like, I think you try to miss it, but, God, what if you're, like, in a – what if there's other traffic around?
It's a hard decision you got to make.
It's a really hard decision that
fast.
I feel
like it's something you need to think about in advance. So, like, as you're driving home tonight, think about, what would I do right now? In fact, continuously think about, every second that you're driving, what would I do right now if a deer ran out in front of me? What would I do right now if a deer ran out in front of me?
Yeah.
So that you know what to do in case a deer does run out in front of you. My instincts say you do try to miss it, but could end up with a concussion or even worse.
Story number four.
A scientific advisory committee to the Food and Drug Administration earlier today recommended booster shots for recipients of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine who are 65 or older or are at high risk of severe COVID-19 at least 6 months after the second shot. This came after the panel overwhelmingly recommended against approving a Pfizer booster for people 16 and older. I don't know that I'm eligible for a booster right now.
I don't think I am either.
I'm not 65, and I don't know if I'm genuinely at risk of severe COVID-19. It's disappointing news. I want my booster shot.
Yeah, I mean, it makes me a little nervous. Like,
I want to have my booster shot.
I'd like to get my booster shot.
I want a booster shot.
But I'm for the people who really need it to get it first.
Of course. I would never jump line, but I'd like to be eligible for a booster shot.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm going to go get one.
Are you going to go against the FDA here?
I feel like I'm going to go against the FDA.
Okay.
I mean, like, they're out there. I live in Mississippi. Nobody else wants them.
Yeah, you can go get one.
I live in Mississippi. Nobody else in Mississippi. I'm the only person in Mississippi who wants a booster shot.
Yes.
So, like, just why can't I have one?
I think you can probably get that done.
I'm going to get that done.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not going to go tomorrow. I'm not going to try to break line. But once it becomes very clear the 65-year-olds aren't going to get their booster shots,
mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm going to go get one. Go to Kroger.
I don't blame you.
Go to Kroger. Get some low-carb tortillas.
Mm-hmm.
Love them.
Yeah, just stay away from the ivermectin. Or is that how you call it? Is that how you say it? The horse dewormer?
Yeah, I don't do anything that my doctor doesn't say smart.
Yeah.
So I just do...
Stay away from that
I do
stuff.
Vaccines and booster shots. And I'll leave everything else to the actual doctors as opposed to the Facebook doctors.
Yeah.
What a world we're living in.
It is strange, strange times.
What a world. A
lot going on.
What a world we are living in. Week two is here. The fridge is stocked. The recliner is ready. Now all you need to do is log into FanDuel Sportsbook and claim your risk-free bet. That's right. FanDuel is giving all customers a risk-free bet for week two of the NFL season. We're talking money line bets, over-under prop bets, same-game parlays. If you're going to bet, FanDuel Sportsbook is the place to do it. I've been betting on FanDuel for a while now for a variety of reasons. Because it's easy to use. Because they have fast payouts. Because it's safe and secure. It's America's number one sportsbook. It's time for you to get involved. Use FanDuel Sportsbook on any week two game. bet the money line, take the over, throw some action on a prop bet, or build a same-game parlay bet. A lot of different ways for you to play. And if you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, you can sign up with promo code Gary to receive a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's promo code Gary, G-A-R-Y, at FanDuel Sportsbook, which is an official partner of Odyssey and this station. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you've got a gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Jeff Calkins up next.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
This is Jeff Calkins. You've been hearing me talk about the virtues and benefits of Triumph Bank. Now let's hear from their customers.
I'm a first-year resident in internal medicine, and my goal is to become a cardiologist, to be home with my family. And being a first-time homeowner is exciting. It's also nerve-wracking. Immediately when I met Triumph Bank, I felt comfortable talking with them and understanding exactly what they were offering me. And I immediately felt like another friend and family of them. After we chose a home, it was seamless. I really felt like I didn't have to do anything except for sign on the dotted line. I felt so comfortable and welcomed with doing our mortgage. I thought it was just a slam dunk to go ahead and sign up for medical banking as well. My main goal in life is to make sure my family's happy. Having our home, I feel more secure. My son has his own room, and my wife feels happy. I'm Tyler Emerson.
I'm Tiffany Emerson.
And this is our Triumph.
Triumph Bank, your story, your growth, your triumph.
Howie, what's going on at Robert Irwin Jewelers?
We've got a ton going on.
Really?
Yes. The more you buy, the more you're going to save. It's this weekend only.
So explain it to me. The more I spend, the more I save.
Exactly. So think about it this way. You need your engagement ring. You also need wedding bands. You could get up to 50% off with up to 60 months to pay. You're going to save a lot of money during this sale. It's this weekend only. Bigger, brighter diamonds. 5 locations or online at rijewelers.com. See a store for complete details.
Kick off the new pro football season with the king of sportsbooks. Sign up with BetMGM using bonus code WRIGHT, W-R-I-G-H-T, and your first wager is totally risk-free, up to $1,000. Join the action for all the gridiron showdowns from Thursday through Monday night each week. Also, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials in some of the biggest games. From hard-hitting tackles to epic touchdowns, the king of sportsbooks takes every play to a whole new level of excitement. Simply download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com, enter bonus code WRIGHT, W-R-I-G-H-T, and you'll get back up to $1,000 on your very first wager. Turn game time into showtime with BetMGM. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older and you must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Stack's Pancake Kitchen for years. Now I'm doing it again and letting you know that Stack's is now open for dine-in, curbside pickup, and delivery. So you know where to go or where to order from if you want a great meal, especially a great breakfast. Everything is terrific, but if you're looking for my favorite item on the menu, it's the now-famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Go get it. You'll love it. Then you'll get it again. Stack's has two locations. One is at 4615 Poplar in East Memphis. The other, 7704 Poplar in Germantown. And you can check the menu online at stackspancakes.com.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins, now and every day around 5 p.m.
Had a couple people on Twitter point out that if my possible theory, and keep in mind, I said I don't even know if I believe it, I'm just like, I'm trying to get every possibility out on the table. My possible theory that Gabby left Brian in Grand Teton National Park, took the van with her, and then he was hitchhiking, got a ride back to Jackson, then reconciled with her, then had another fight, then the murder happened. Mm-hmm. Somebody says, okay, that makes sense.
Yep.
But then why lie about hiking for 3 days?
You're embarrassed.
Or how about this? Maybe he wasn't lying. Maybe he was telling the truth, and because remember, the reason the TikTok user thought he was lying is because he didn't look like somebody who would be hiking for 3 days. He didn't have a tent. He didn't have food. Maybe he was exaggerating. But maybe the reason he didn't look like somebody who would be hitchhiking for 3 days is because he never planned to hitchhike to hike for three days. She left him.
Yeah.
Maybe he was telling mostly the truth.
Maybe. I mean, I would also say maybe he was just embarrassed. Like, you don't want to tell someone who just picked you up, oh, my girlfriend and I got in a fight and she threw me out here on the side of the road.
It's not the first thing you'd want to say.
No.
Not something I'd be comfortable saying.
No.
I think we might be on to something here.
You might need to make a phone call or two.
The TikTok user has said she's already spoken to the FBI.
Oh, good.
So they have all that information. They didn't just have to get it off of TikTok. They heard straight from her. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good. I literally never heard of this case. I must be living under a rock. One or the other.
Oh, it's a good one.
No, it's sad, though.
Oh, like, it's sad, for sure.
A lot of these podcast murder ones, the word happened 20 years ago, right? So here's my question, since I'm only familiar, I'm vaguely familiar with it now for 30 seconds. Where's the van?
Okay. This is my favorite thing to talk about, so I'm glad you are giving me another opportunity.
I read a little bit about it, that they had a fight, the police arrested him, separated him for a night, put him back together. They all said they're going to be fine. He's now home, not talking, and she's missing. But now what?
Okay. So the latest is that, so they were, you know, early 20s, they're engaged, and they're traveling the country and, documenting it on YouTube. On YouTube, they look like the happiest, sweetest little couple in the world.
So good. They kiss all the time.
Oh, they're kissing and kissing and kissing.
They kissed all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Off of YouTube, turns out they fight a lot. And that's not funny. I shouldn't laugh about that. So they're fighting a lot off of YouTube. And we come to find out in recent days that they were fighting so publicly and aggressively in Utah.
Please pull them over.
Somebody called 911 and said, hey, there's this white van. People are fighting. It looks intense. Maybe you need to check it out. And like I was talking with Bennett yesterday, how bad does that have to look for you to call 911? It's got to look real bad, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Like, if I just saw two people arguing, I don't think I'd call 911. We now know that she hit him during that altercation.
Right. She had scratches on his face.
Yes. It was like, if anybody were being aggressive in that moment, it appears to have been her, not him.
Right.
Today, a young woman named Miranda jumped on TikTok and she said, hey, I've been watching.
Then he showed. How do we know she was missing and where's the van?
So
fill that in first before we know this woman. Right. Yeah.
So in late August, she is communicating with her family. Everything's fine. And then the communication just stopped. Family could not get in touch with her. They got a text message at some point early September that said there's no cell service in Yellowstone or something like that. So the implication being, hey, if you can't reach me, this is why. With the benefit of hindsight, the family doesn't think she sent that. They think that Brian sent that. But either way, it gets to September 10th. They haven't heard from their daughter in way more than a week. That's not normal. So they report her missing. They find out very quickly that Brian is back home in Florida and has been there for a week. And so they're like, where is our daughter? He will not talk to them. He will not talk to authorities. He's got the van. He's back in Florida.
Oh, he has the van.
Yes, he's got the van.
How did he get the van then if he was hitchhiking with these people? Okay. How did he end up getting the van back?
Okay, we don't know that yet. Okay, I'm just speculating. I'm just throwing out possibilities. Here is my latest possible theory. We know they were fighting in late August in Utah.
Right.
People who fight so intensely that someone calls 911 on them, that probably didn't get cleaned up in the sub. You know, they're probably a next fight.
Still fighting. Yeah.
So here's my theory. One of my theories. I got lots of them. Here's my latest one. They're in Grand Teton National Park. They get into another fight because, for whatever reason, people get into a fight. It escalates to the point where Gabby actually is so mad she takes the van and leaves him out in the middle of Grand Teton National Park. She leaves him. I'm done with this, blah, 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 gone. However that happens. He is actually stuck in Grand Teton National Park without a van and without very few items because this TikTok user jumped on today and she's like, hey, we've been watching the news, and this Brian Laundrie guy, we picked him up in Grand Teton National Park. And she said he told us he'd been hiking for 3 days, down Snake River, but he didn't look like somebody who would be hiking for 3 days because he didn't have, like, a tent. He didn't have much food. And if you're going to hike for 3 days, you should have a tent. You should have food. My theory is that the reason he didn't have a tent and he didn't have food is because he never planned to be hiking. Gabby left him in the middle of Grand Teton National Park. So I don't know whether he was really hiking for 3 days. It could have been two. It could have been one. But he was hiking. He was left in the middle of the Grand Teton National Park without anything other than the backpack, which had basically nothing.
But you're speculating that according to the tick, at the time the Tic Tac people picked him up, she was still alive at this point.
This is my new theory, possible theory. So he says, hey, I'm going to Jackson. They're saying, hey, we're going to Jackson. You need a ride? Hop in the back. He hops in the back. They take him to Jackson. He gets out. My theory is that then he gets his cell phone recharged. He calls Gabby. Why did you leave me? They start talking because, like, I never known anybody that left somebody. I'm done with this. And then the communication's over.
Right.
Somebody always sends the text. Somebody always makes the phone call. So he gets his phone charged, calls her. Well, Gabby, let's make this right. This is all stupid. You know, I love you. You love me. Come meet me. We'll make this right. Of course, she says, okay. Comes, meets him. And from there is a next fight. And that fight escalates to murder. He gets rid of the body. He gets rid of the body, takes the van back to Florida, lawyers up, and he ain't talking to nobody.
And do you need all of that in order? Maybe he just killed her straight away. Like, she never left him or whatever else. He just killed her, and who the hell knows why he was wandering around a damn thing. He was crazy. He had parked the van because he was, you know, trying to run away from the world after he had killed his girlfriend. And then he said, you know, this isn't working. Gotten picked up by the hitchhikers.
Goes
whatever,
back and gets the van.
That's my theory.
Yeah, that's certainly reasonable. Any of that. Any theory that involves he killed Gabby is one I'm willing to accept.
Yes, we do agree he killed Gabby. Let me ask you this. What do you make of our fascination? Because the podcasts I watch, I listen to more than any other, are true crime murder podcasts, right? Starting, let's be honest, with Serial. Like, that was the original one. I'm listening to the second season of To Live and Die in L.A., which is another, you know, woman goes, you know. Why all our fascination with murder? I think I think in the 1700s, people read stories about murder, too. I don't think it's new, our fascination with murder, A. And B, this is just sad. You know, one of these things, every single one of these damn things, and my buddy Fishman pointed this out, it's not a rocket science here, but you know what I'm going to say? It's always the damn woman who's murdered. Like, in every single one of these, it's the woman who's murdered.
It is almost
every single one.
It is almost always the woman. I mean, we can find situations where
there's been situations where men are murdered in Memphis all the time. In fact, men are murdered more in Memphis, right?
No, I did a Dateline episode where...
Is that true?
The woman killed the man. The woman killed the man. She poisoned him. She was having an affair with his buddy.
I did one, too, where the woman killed the man with the log and shot him in the neck.
Oh, geez.
Okay. Yeah.
But don't you think, like, just take generally, I don't know how many murders there's been this year.
Hey,
don't you think more men are murdered than women? Men are murdered by men, by the way, like,
yes,
your drive-by shooting, like, that's what happens. I think more men get murdered, but the sexy murders that we care about that become podcasts are women, beautiful women, getting murdered by men.
Sounds like somebody's already forgotten the Lorenzen Wright story.
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah.
That's now, she hired a man to murder him.
It appears.
You know. No, she's freaking convicted. we don't have to say it appears. And then she thought about, like, applying to have her, you know, whatever, retrial. And she's, I don't have to believe it. She just told it. That happened just this summer.
She's something else, isn't she?
Yeah.
What in the world?
She is something else.
No, but your point is true. It is usually the woman that ends up dead.
All of these famous cases, right?
Yes, and then
name another one besides Lorenzen Wright. Where's the man getting murdered?
Well, I just told you I don't know the names, but
my girl, the poison, and Yours was with a log, Bennett? She hit him with a log? What happened?
This was a ex-FBI agent. Wife was having an affair. Marriage was going bad. And, she actually got out of jail. Like, they couldn't pin this to her, but she definitely did it. And, she shot him in the neck and beat him to death with a log in the garage.
Seems like you could just shoot him in the neck again.
Like a firewood log.
But she was not convicted of this, so it's all alleged, Bennett.
It's all alleged, but if you go read this story, it was her. It was her and her boyfriend. They did it.
Like Bennett asked me, I didn't even know nothing about this one because I was on vacation. He asked me, who do you think killed this man? And I said, whoever his wife was banging.
Yep.
And that's it. I got it right. I know how these things work.
Right.
I feel like I know how these things work.
Then the other question I had for you was, why are you mentioning Dr. Ruth? Why are you trying to get Dr. Ruth on the air? You tweet out the lineup, and I see my name because you tag me, whatever, my name's in the lineup of the radio show. And then someone tweets back to you, when are you going to get Dr. Ruth on?
I believe that
and
was
you said, I hope, like, well, what the hell was that about? Why are you trying to get Dr. Ruth Westheimer on?
Well, we're not. We're for the record, we're not.
I could put in a request.
I have a sex therapist that I bring on the show. I have an official sex therapist of 92.9, Jennifer Valley.
I've heard her before. She's terrific.
Yeah, she's tremendous.
Dr. Ruth is still alive?
I think she's still alive because I was Googling her trying to figure out why, had she been murdered? Like, I was trying to figure out the connection. No, I didn't mean to chuckle there. And then it does appear she's still alive.
Yeah, 93 years old. How about that?
That's
good for
you.
Her.
Know what? Just goes to show. People ask the key to a long life.
Booster shots.
Well, booster shots, yeah. The original shot would be important, yeah. But beyond that, it appears like a healthy sex life,
It's working for her. She's 93 years old.
Working for her.
So I believe, to answer your question, what that was in reference to is at one point on the Eye on College Basketball podcast, it is a college basketball podcast, but given that I'm the host of it, we end up talking about all sorts of things that don't have anything to do with college basketball. And at some point we were talking about, I don't even know what it was, but it turned into, I don't know, a conversation about premarital sex. And we actually had a listener tweet me or email me, certainly reach out in some way, and say, hey, listen, I love you guys and I love the podcast, but I think it's wrong for you to be condoning premarital sex. And I said, with all due respect, this is where I have to put my foot down. I do condone premarital sex, and I will not apologize for it. I love premarital sex.
Right.
I mean, sex while in marriage is awesome too, yeah.
But let's be honest, tails off. Premarital is probably the way you got to stack up to get your count high, right? Exactly.
Well, Jeff, you're gonna have to speak for yourself on that. I'm not gonna go home and have to fight about
right,
that.
Exactly. Of course you're not.
So
right.
So fast forward to that became a bit in the podcast. Gary Parrish condones premarital sex, and so we did a mailbag episode this week. And Norlander said, we actually got a question about premarital sex. And Norlander said, but we're not going to answer it. And I said, no, I will answer it. Ask me the question. And then he actually asked the question. It was like, so what are the best five positions? I was like, I can't answer that.
Yeah, I'm not answering
because,
that question.
Because, like, here's the thing. Like, I could answer it, like, privately. Like, I'll text you later.
You say the three-man weave? Is that what you went with?
I did not say the three-man weave. What is the three-man weave? I don't know that one.
It's a basketball term. It's a basketball term.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
I was
mixing the metaphors there. Go ahead, yeah.
I was like, I never known anything about this three-man weave. I understand. I got you.
Yeah.
So I joked on the podcast. I was like, I could answer this, but here's the truth. I am self-aware enough to know that there is nothing cool sounding about a 44-year-old man talking about sex. I don't know how rappers get away with it as long as they do. But you sound like an old man talking about sex. It's gross.
Leering. You're leering at this point. Right.
Right. So I was like, I could answer this question because I have opinions, but it just doesn't sound right. Like maybe 24-year-old me, Then it sounds more appropriate to be ranking sex positions. But 44-year-old, I mean, it's just gross, right? And so, so that led to somebody saying, "When are you going to have Dr. Ruth on your radio show?" I think I probably connected all those dots the right way.
Bennett was barely aware of who Dr. Ruth was. I said, "Why?" You know, we do a lot of show prep, which is to say, I asked Bennett some questions before I come on. I said, "Why are you tweeting about? Why are people tweeting about Dr. Ruth?" And he said, "Doctor who?" He wasn't familiar with her work.
No, I remember. I had to think about it for a second. I mean, I remember was it like a public access show she had, or was she?
She did a show for some time. I don't know if it was a public access show. She may have been. It may have been a mainstream show.
Oh, she was super famous once upon a time.
Yeah. And what's Drew and what the other guys?
Loveline
and Drew.
Loveline, I think that one was called, the MTV one. I think that's what it was called.
Dr. Ruth was super famous one time. There was a time where nobody didn't know who Dr. Ruth was. That's fair.
Right.
That's a fair assessment.
I think that's true.
Because she'd be like a Saturday Night Live character, you know? Like, she was super, super, super famous. And I'm glad she's still alive. That's good to hear.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, Mississippi State's playing Memphis tomorrow. What do you think about that?
I'm intrigued. I think it'll be the spread. What was it? 3.5 now?
Yes.
4. Like, I really think it'll be something if Memphis can win this game with a true freshman quarterback. Like, I've been dazzled by the kid. First game, he looked. As we have said, poised, calm, all of that. You're like, oh, that's very impressive for his first start ever. Second game, he just lit it up. And if he can now, against a dramatically higher level of competition, win that game tomorrow, I mean, that will be something else. I honestly don't bet particularly. Occasionally now on FanDuel, now that I am a FanDuel guy, but otherwise
it's America's number one sports book.
It is. Use promo code Calkins.
Or Gary.
Or Parrish.
Gary!
Is it Gary?
It's actually weird. Why? Like, you actually have a bad name combination for a promo code. Jeff and Calkins, you can both miss.
I know, they're both bad.
You you got to have the lowest number of entries of like any endorser.
Everyone's trying to put in CAULKINS. I've got a terrible name. That's why I should have gone with Peter. Put in a promo code Peter. You know, this is what I've been trying to tell you, Gary.
Hey.
But. Like, I think it's a rough spot for Memphis. I just do. With a true freshman quarterback going against a salty defense, high-scoring game, I think it's a tough spot for Memphis. But he's been great. He's been great. Brandon Thomas has been great. So I am intrigued. I'm interested. I'll certainly be there. But if I had to bet this game, I would lay the points.
Ooh, they're going to get you.
I don't want it to go that way. I don't want it to go that way. It'll
sounds like
fun.
You do.
No, it does not sound like I do. It does not at all sound like I do. But it'll be a hell of a victory. It'll be that much better a story. That much better a story and that much better a column.
Listen.
Because, I mean, it'll be damn impressive if they can win that game.
Here's my deal. Once the point spread's 3.5, 3, like – the idea that, you could win that game. Like, the people who know more about this than anybody else and all the algorithm think that you've got a real – there's nothing crazy about Memphis beating Mississippi State. I know when you think about it, freshman quarterback, it's Memphis, it's an SEC school, it's Mike Leach, the defense looks good. I know when you think about the details of it, it sounds like, I don't know how Memphis is going to win this game. But, like, there are 3.5-point underdogs.
Mississippi State nearly lost
to Louisiana Tech.
Yeah, to Louisiana Tech.
Right.
I mean, it had to come back dramatically against Louisiana Tech to win that game. And if Louisiana Tech can beat Mississippi State, so can Memphis.
So I'm going to take the points because I believe in the University of Memphis. Maybe one day I'll pull you over to this side.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm going to take the points because I believe in the University of Memphis.
That's beautiful.
But my concern would be. Yeah. Are they going to be able to hold Mississippi State to 30 points, to 40 points, to 50 points? Because I don't think they can go put 50 on Mississippi State.
Well, I mean, the way you beat them is you play a game in the high 30s, right? You beat them 41 or 38 to 35. You beat them 38 to 35. You're not going to hold. There's no way you're going to hold Mississippi State to 16 points or something like that. That's just that. I mean, maybe if this new and improved Memphis defense actually appears, but it did not look new and improved, certainly against Arkansas State. Now, Arkansas State has skilled offensive players. They do. But still, I don't believe – you're going to certainly have to score. I think you're going to have to score in the high 30s to win that game. And that's why I think if they win that game, it will be because Seth Hennigan – really is a stud. I mean, I'm pretty much all in on him already. I think he's the real deal. I just think this might be too early, too tough a spot early for him. But I am a believer. I think he's great. And 2 weeks ago, I said after watching him against Nicholls State, I said I think Brandon Thomas is going to be a star. I was really worried about the Tigers coming into this year because all these weapons that you see in the NFL, like who are the weapons now? Like what's left? Calvin Austin? Well, it turns out Sean Dykes is back and playing well, Calvin Austin. And then you've got, in the quarterback and in Brandon Thomas, you have sort of what feels like the next batch of stars. Like I've been really heartened by what we've seen the first 2 weeks from Memphis.
Got multiple people on Twitter asking me to remind you not to forget about Mary Winkler. Shot her pastor husband right in the back.
Oh, she did.
That's the craziest one ever.
Who did she shot her pastor?
Her husband.
He was a pastor.
Well, okay, so a lot of times when the woman kills the man, it's the abusive man, right?
Yeah, but there's no evidence of that in this marriage, if I remember correctly.
There wasn't any, really?
She said there was, but there was no evidence. Nobody ever heard about it before. Nobody ever suspected it before.
Sneaky.
She got away. She had a good lawyer. Incredible lawyer. Like that's
she
amazing.
Got an incredible lawyer.
Like once you start from, hey, I shot my sleeping husband in the back. That's a tough place to start.
That's a tough one. He was attacking me while sleeping with his back.
What?
That's a tough one. That's a good work for the lawyer. That's good work on the part of the lawyer.
They got her off though.
Okay, so there's more. Maybe it's just the podcasts, really. Like, maybe it's just the podcasts are appealing to our prurient, is that the word, interest, because they are all the podcasts all are about beautiful young women getting killed.
Oh, I do think attractive young woman getting killed registers in a different way. This Gabby Petito story has taken off. I mean, it's like now in rotation on cable news every 30 minutes, an update. And a lot of that, I think, she's a pretty young woman.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Anyway, maybe they'll find her alive. Who knows?
That'd be a nice ending to the story. That'd be great.
It'd be a surprising ending, but also nice. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll see you later.
See you, GP.
Bye-bye. Week 2 is here. Got underway last night. The fridge is stocked. Recliner's ready. Now all you need to do is log into FanDuel Sportsbook and claim your risk-free bet. Because FanDuel has given all customers a risk-free bet for week 2 of this NFL season. We're talking moneyline bets, over-under prop bets, same-game parlays. If you're going to bet FanDuel Sportsbook, that's the place to do it. That's where I do it because it's easy to use. They got fast payouts. It's safe and secure. It's America's number one sportsbook, and it's time for you to get involved. You can use FanDuel Sportsbook on any week 2 game, and there are a lot of different ways to play. Moneyline, take the over, prop bets, same-game parlay bets, a lot of different ways to play. And if you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, you can sign up with promo code Gary to receive a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's promo code Gary, G-A-R-Y, at FanDuel Sportsbook, which is the official partner of Odyssey and this station. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online, real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you've got a gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station, the number one sports place in Memphis, and the Mid-South's play-by-play leader.
College football Saturday morning on 92.9 FM ESPN, and then the Tennessee game at 11 a.m. on Saturday. Sunday, it's NFL Sunday on 92.9 with the Cowboys game at 3. 92.9 FM ESPN is an Odyssey station. Odyssey is your audio home for football.
On 92.9 FM and 680 a.m., it's the NFL, college football, and the SEC.
If you're interested in selling your home, get in touch with the only person I'd use if I want to sell my home. It's Josh Hysaw. I just keep stacking success stories on top of each other. Take Jerry's story, for instance. Josh's marketing strategy worked well for Jerry. He wanted to sell his home. It was out in Kyrville. Once Josh went to work, the home was sold in just a couple of days for more than the asking price. That's just one of the great stories connected to Josh Hysaw. You can let yours be the next one. Anybody can sell your home in this market. Not hard. But only Josh Hysaw can get you all the money you deserve. So if you're looking for an experienced and effective agent with the best marketing strategy who could expose your home to the most buyers and then negotiate for the most money possible, what you want to do is get in touch with the Josh Hysaw team of Keller Williams Realty. Josh has flexible fees, no upfront cost, and if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire Josh with no obligation. You can even do it with a text message. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only agent I'd call if I needed to sell my home, Josh Hysaw. He's a friend I trust. You can trust him too. 461-8147. He's on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh Hysaw. Go to joshhysaw.com.
Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa, performing live on Friday, October 22nd at the Cannon Center. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Don't miss the guitar event of the year.
Hey, honey. Got the 70-inch flat screen mounted. Come take a look.
Why are the instructions still wrapped in plastic?
Instructions are just another man's suggestions.
You sure about that?
Need another chance? Get one with Powerball with Double Play. Add Double Play for just a dollar and give your numbers a second chance to win up to $10 million with drawings every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Powerball with Double Play and the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
We recently talked to a world-renowned gemologist. The optic character of this ruby is brilliant. And the refractive index on this sapphire is simply superb. And judging by the writing on the top of this diamond, I'd say that it could be worth up to $500,000. I'll give it a scratch just to make sure.
Woo! We've got ourselves a real gem here.
Take it from the experts. The new September Instant Games are truly brilliant. See for yourself. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my wife, my mother, my children all go to the dentist. And what makes the Smile Center so great is that you don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see family. The Smile Center, of course, it is Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place. It's at 1941 South Germantown Road. And I'm thrilled to let you know that Dr. Mady and his entire clinical staff have been vaccinated. So the Smile Center really might be the safest place in America. Good news! Smile Center is currently accepting new patients. And for those who have lost dental coverage due to COVID-19, the Smile Center has insurance plans available for you and your family. You can get more information by calling 901-309-1333. And if you're interested in improving your smile via the Zoom whitening process, you can get $100 off for a limited time just by mentioning the Gary Parrish Show. I trust Dr. Mady with my family. You can do the same. It's the Smile Center at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center on the web, SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com.
This weekend, save up to 50% off during Robert Owen Jewelers Buy More, Save More event. Plus, sparkle more with up to 60 months to pay. Bigger, brighter diamonds, five locations, or online at rijewelers.com. See a store for complete details. This weekend only, folks.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's so sticky.
At Hannah's Organic Honey, business may be sweet, but they need an e-commerce queen bee to lead the hive.
Okay, these jars are going to Jakarta. Oh, wait a minute. Does that say Jackson?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night,
there's a lot of meetups,
hey, everyone,
eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get three things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. And engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
Upgrade to a Dollar Shave Club 6-blade razor for a noticeably smooth shave, thanks to their 6 precision-cut stainless steel blades. Find your perfect shave with Dollar Shave Club in stores. Yeah, that's Dollar Shave Club in stores. So go to the store and find them.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and that's Memphis Barbecue Company, owned by Melissa Cookston, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame, 7-time world champion. Needless to say, the barbecue at Memphis Barbecue Company is terrific. They got a world champion owner, for crying out loud. But if you're not into barbecue or you don't feel like barbecue, understand that Memphis Barbecue Company still has something for you. Salads, burgers, sandwiches, catfish, salmon, chicken grilled, chicken tenders, meatloaf, smoked wings. I promise, even if you're not in the mood for barbecue, you're going to be able to find something on the menu that's perfect for you. You can see the menu right now at memphisbbqco.com, memphisbbqco.com. You can dine in 7 days a week, or you can schedule a pickup order online at memphisbbqco.com. And if you're coming from Memphis, it's easy. 55 South to Goodman Road, get off, go right. It's right there. You can see it from the interstate. Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, memphisbbqco.com. People are tweeting like crazy about men who were killed by women.
Mm-hmm.
Steve McNair.
Oh, that's right.
What about the Steve McNair story?
Although, that's to be debated a little bit.
That podcast I listened to a few years ago from Sports Illustrated about the murder of Steve McNair, it was really good.
Yeah.
And you know that guy, Tim Rowan, who did that podcast, he's got a new one.
Oh, really?
On Oscar Pistorius. Remember Oscar Pistorius?
Yeah, was he a runner? Yeah,
incredibly, he was a runner, had no legs.
Runner had no legs, and he killed his girlfriend. Yeah.
Shot her
through South Africa? I think.
You're asking too many questions.
I think so. I think South Africa.
Shot her through the bathroom door because he thought she was an intruder. Nah, it's not. He was convicted of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a bad guy.
That doesn't stand up.
That's not going to stand up. That's
sorry.
Not going to stand up.
That ain't going to fly here.
It's not going to fly.
We've done a lot of these, okay?
That story's not going to fly here, Oscar Pistorius. And then the Jodi Arias. Remember Jodi Arias?
Mm-mm.
She killed somebody.
Mm-mm, I don't remember.
Somebody tweeted her name. I remember the story. I can see her face.
And then there was the movie with Charlize Theron, Monster, about that lady that killed a bunch of people. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. That's
she won an Academy Award for that.
Yeah. That was a real story. She killed a bunch of men.
Monster.
Yeah.
She was a monster.
She was a monster.
Yeah. Jeff is out of line talking about it's always the women who get killed.
I know. He was wrong.
It is often the women who get killed, but sometimes it's the men. We get murdered too, you know?
We do.
We get murdered. We get murdered by our loved ones sometimes as well.
That's true.
It's a two-way street, Big Bet Bennett.
You're damn right.
Week 2 is here. Got to log on to FanDuel Sportsbook and claim your risk-free bet. FanDuel's giving all customers a risk-free bet for Week 2 of this NFL season. Got underway last night, continues on Sunday. Then, of course, we got a Monday night bet, a Monday night game as well. You can do money line bets, over-unders, prop bets, same-game parlays. If you're going to bet, a lot of ways to do it at FanDuel Sportsbook. It's where I play. It's easy to use. They got fast payouts. It's safe and secure. It is America's number one sportsbook, and it's time for you to get involved. Because FanDuel is giving you a risk-free bet on any Week 2 game. Money line, take the over, same game parlay, prop bet, however you want to do it. You can get a free, risk-free bet at FanDuel Sportsbook. Just sign up right now. And if you are a first-time user, use promo code GARY and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's promo code Gary, G-A-R-Y, at FanDuel Sportsbook, which is the official partner of Odyssey and this station. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund, $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. You got a gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. I got a Dateline preview coming up.
92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis's number one sports station.
Cooper Systems is in the Mount Moriah Office Park, 360-9679. That's the number. This is Gary Parrish from the Gary Parrish Show. I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for years. It's the place to get any kind of computer you need. They've also been repairing computers, honestly, for decades, and nobody knows that better than this city's best consumer investigator ever, the legend Andy Wise.
Gary, I came to know Cooper Systems when I partnered with Lee and Lauren Cooper and their staff on an undercover investigation a couple of years ago on computer repair businesses. And Lee and his crack technicians helped me uncover some pretty bad deals, and they helped me hold these lesser computer repair shops accountable. I mean, you know, for over 26 years, Cooper Systems has been solving computer problems honestly and at a fair price. What I've discovered in my partnership with them is if you want reputation, if you want locally owned, if you want an impeccable record, you want Cooper Systems.
360-9679 is the number, 360-9679. If you want to deal with somebody you can trust, it's Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park, on the web, coopersystems.com.
For all your computer needs, trust Cooper Systems to be your wise choice.
Hey, Jeff Allen, I hear that three's a charm at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah, so I'm ready to trade up to a Kia sales event with you, my man.
That's right, Randy. Three rides, all just $248 a month. Take your pick from a 2022 Kia Soul LX, 2021 Kia Forte LXS, or a 2021 Kia Rio LXS. Your choice, $248 a month.
And Soul, longer, better warranty than Honda or Nissan. Forte, more passenger volume and thousands less than Honda Civic. And Rio, higher MPG and thousands less than Corolla, plus you'll get Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty program.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All 72 months at 2.9 APR, $29.99 down, sold in 716-1784, MSRP 20,500, Forte ME42825, MSRP 20,055, Rio ME42794, MSRP 19,755. Includes all rebates and incentives, fee of $695, must finance through Kia on low APR, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 8/31/2021, dealer's
Howie, what's going on at Robert Irwin Jewelers?
We've got a ton going on.
Really?
Yes. The more you buy, the more you're going to save. It's this weekend only.
So explain it to me. The more I spend, the more I save.
Exactly. So think about it this way. You need your engagement ring. You also need wedding bands. You could get up to 50% off with up to 60 months to pay. You're going to save a lot of money during this sale. It's this weekend only. Bigger, brighter diamonds. 5 locations or online at rijewelers.com. See a store for complete details.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Stack's Pancake Kitchen for years. Now I'm doing it again and letting you know that Stack's is now open for dine-in, curbside pickup, and delivery. So you know where to go or where to order from if you want a great meal, especially a great breakfast. Everything is terrific, but if you're looking for my favorite item on the menu, it's the now-famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Go get it. You'll love it. Then you'll get it again. Stack's has two locations. One is at 4615 Poplar in East Memphis. The other, 7704 Poplar in Germantown. And you can check the menu online at stackspancakes.com.
You're ready to get out and get moving. And whether it's surfing, playing tennis, or hiking every path you can find, you're going to need some essential new gear. Essentials that are even more rewarding with the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. You can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. The essentials have never felt more rewarding. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
Are you ready to trade up to a Kia sales event and get our best deal of the year? Well, we Gossett and Gossett Kia on Covington Pike. So get ready and take your pick from 2022 Kia Soul, 2021 Kia Forte, and 2021 Kia Rio. We got them all at just $248 a month. Yeah, you heard me right, Mid-South. Soul, Forte, Rio, 3 is your charm, and take your pick. Just $248 a month. Plus, with every new Gossett Kia, you'll find peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So trade up and get top dollar at Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike or shop 24/7 at KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
72 months at 2.9 APR, $29.99 down, sold in 716-1784, MSRP 20,500, Forte ME40825, MSRP 20,055, Rio ME427894, MSRP 19,755. Includes all rebates and incentives, PF695, must finance through Kia on low APR, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 831-2021, dealer stock only.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Tied, the power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a puppet here. If you want to place blame, then look to the puppeteer. Family, fortune, envy, jealousy, privilege, passed on, legacy, secret, sabotage, borderline, felony, suicide, subtract, selfish, pedigree.
New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As I'm certain you know by now, it is so smooth you can drink it straight, and it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. Makes no sense to spend extra money on any other brand. New Amsterdam Vodka is the best value you can find when you're looking for a quality vodka to enjoy as football season rolls on. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon, lemon, raspberry, orange, red berry, peach, pineapple, coconut. The list is very long. If your favorite flavor is not in your favorite store, ask them to get it for you. They can. And if you're on a gluten-free diet, not every vodka brand makes a gluten-free vodka, but New Amsterdam does. Got a brown label on it. If your store doesn't carry it, tell them to. I mean, ask them to. But they will. So it's the same as telling them to. Next time in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store, ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
Bennett, I have an update.
What's going on?
I cannot confirm it for myself.
Oh, my gosh.
I've been doing 80 FanDuel reads. My God.
What's happening?
So I haven't had time to confirm it myself, but somebody has tweeted me, said there are reports that police are inside the laundry residence right now down in Florida. They're going to find evidence, Big Bet Bennett.
Go get them.
Justice for Gabby.
For sure.
We talk about these all the time, and we're going to do it again in a minute.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird, like this is happening in real time, though.
I know, it really is.
Like, that's that poor family, you know? That poor family.
Go get that dude.
That's her little girl.
I know, man.
She had a great little Instagram account, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm glad they're in the laundry residence.
Me too.
Figure this thing out. Get justice for Gabby.
For sure.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
I guess we'll go college football.
Okay, what's going on?
6:30 kick on ESPN, UCF.
Boo.
Memphis' current football rival against Memphis' old basketball rival, the Louisville Cardinals.
Ooh.
Formerly of the Metro Conference.
Where are we at? Are we in Orlando or Louisville?
We're at Cardinal Stadium in Louisville, Kentucky.
Cardinal Stadium? Okay.
Remember when it used to be Papa John's Stadium?
I do, yeah.
And Papa John said the N-word.
Happened. Yeah.
Papa John started saying the N-word all the time.
Way to ruin an empire.
So they had to change it to Cardinal Stadium? Like, all you had to do is stop saying the N-word. You keep your name on a football stadium.
Yeah, Papa screwed up.
What a dumb that guy is. UCF at Louisville. UCF a 7-point favorite. The total is 67.
I'm not a big fan of either team. I think UCF seems pretty safe here. Louisville's a little down lately. Yeah, I think UCF seems safe.
We're gonna lay the points.
Yeah.
UCF upgraded coaches after losing their coach, who left.
God, that's why they're in the Big 12.
That's like that didn't happen too often. Your coach chooses to lose you, and then you upgrade coaches. I believe that's what UCF did.
I think they upgraded too, yeah.
We're laying points tonight then, Bennett.
Yeah, for sure.
UCF minus 7, the official play.
What should I watch on TV?
I got a brand new Dateline NBC 1-hour special. Starts at 9 o'clock.
All right, let's do it.
I'm going to tell you before we even do this.
Yeah, because I was going to say, a lot to live up to here.
This is not even close to as good as South Carolina.
Yeah.
Future Dateline episode and Gabby future Dateline episode.
Right.
But I'm not in charge of picking.
You don't make the schedule?
I don't make the schedule. I just preview them and then I spoil them. You ready?
Yep.
I don't love it, though. I'm telling you up front, I don't love this.
I'll be the judge.
Okay. Amy Mihaljevic was a 10-year-old girl living in Bay Village, Ohio, a town about 15 miles west of Cleveland that was once the home of legendary Yankees owner, the late George Steinbrenner. She was a bright girl. in the gifted program at school. Pretty freckles covered her cheeks. A side ponytail was often on her head. At some point in 1989, Amy started getting phone calls from an unknown man. He knew everything about her, where she lived, where her mother worked. And at some point, it is believed that this man, well, he told little Amy to meet him at the Bay Square Shopping Center. He told her he'd help her buy her mother a present. So after school one day, Amy went and met this man. And her parents never saw her again. And in February 1990, roughly 5 months after 10-year-old Amy disappeared, her body was found in a field about an hour away from Bay Village. A missing person case was now a murder investigation. Who would do this to little Amy? And why? That's tonight on Dateline.
Well, I can't really solve this one. And I don't think we have Keith either.
Josh Mankiewicz.
Yeah, I thought we didn't have Keith.
Josh Mankiewicz reports.
What happened here?
Still don't know.
Really?
Unsolved.
Oh, man, I hate these.
I hate them too.
Yeah.
Because part of the fun is you trying to figure it out.
Right.
But like the cops ain't, the investigator, the FBI hasn't figured this one out.
Nah, man, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, 1990, they found her body. What is that, 31 years?
Yep.
It's still an open case. They are still trying to solve this thing.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.